smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As the effects of Barry fades away from our area, we're returning to a more of a normal summertime forecast. Hot today with a high temperature in the lower 90s, a sun and cloud mix with scattered, spotty, random showers and thunderstorms, primarily in the afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 74. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, how about middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices returning? Yeah, and any storms that do form will be very isolated in nature, few and far between, not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
What a bra.
Kind of, yeah.
What's up, bra?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily come from the song, but it comes from the West Indian immigrants.
Bra?
You know, this song is supposed to be about their experience.
And they call people bra?
Mm-hmm. Bra. Mon.
Our number 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner, day one of year 6 of this program. Each of the previous 5 years have had increased advertising and listenership. These are documented facts. You can listen to the advertisements and know they've increased substantially over the years. And you can look at the ratings. And not just the station rating, the 24-hour day, 7-day a week rating for news talk. That's nothing. You got to look at the individual, what they call quarter hours and hours and all that kind of stuff. You look at that. You look at the individual demographics, 25 to 54-year-old women and 25 to 54-year-old men and 35 to 64-year-old women and 35 to 64-year-old men and then 12-plus number and all that. If you look at all of that, if anyone tells you anything other than that, they're lying to you. They're lying to you. Because this show has been remarkably, remarkably successful. Otherwise, we wouldn't have advertisers knocking on the door trying to get
down
in.
The door.
All right. Our number 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 till noon. Jack Campbell on the mend, but he'll be back one day. I know he will. And your calls are welcome at 272-9228 on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Randall.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you, sir?
Congratulations to y'all. I mean, 5 years, boy, I can't, man. And you don't even know how full my heart is right now. I seen the tides kind of turn, you know, the start of the year. You could feel it. I felt it. But, man, I'm actually seeing it, man. And then before we get on the weight loss stuff, my refrigerator stayed full of Gatorade for 6 months. Until about 2 months ago. I'm talking about that's all I bought. I thought I was doing the right thing by shaking the tea off, and I just filled it up with Gatorade. And I was drinking things, and then 2 months ago, I was borderline, I was supposed to be borderline diabetic. I was at 102, and got rid of all that. It's full of bottled water now. I know it might sound stupid, but it's cold and it's ready, and you grab it. I go through 32 bottles every 2 days after putting it back in there. I lost 7 pounds in 1 month.
How about that? Randall's motivated.
I am, brother. And it's because of these past 5 years is the only thing that I can point at. Because you don't even know some of it, and I wish I could tell you, but it is what it is. And I got a drive right now. Robert, you out there, please set this barbecue up, brother. I'm ready to bring folks, man. Man, last night, that was one of the things we talked about. We got it deep into the water and coke discussion, just like you're saying. And my man Ronald brought up, man, how much is, he told me the good bottle of water, it's $3. A Coca-Cola, 89 cents. You know, we got in that population control, and right on the same health plan where they could show numbers to you. Right. They was fixing to kill us, man. They was fixing to destroy us. I mean, you know that. We've been saying it, and I'm so happy that other man, last night was so invigorating, man. I learned words like this for the show. Thank you for that. I love this show. I love what it's doing. And I'm telling you, you're talking about moving back to Park Montgomery. I'm telling you, it's coming. But that barbecue talking about, we got to break bread. This doesn't happen, man. I'm telling you, and this doesn't change the world, man. Everybody's starting to see it. It's finally getting through, even all the way down to the lowest of it. To the bottom, people who don't even cut on the news every day, they feeling it.
Well, Randall, I appreciate the high praise, and we'll keep trying to do our best here and keep listening. And
love y'all, man. Everybody, throw that sugar. Yeah, well, throw that sugar away, man. We on a roll now, baby.
Right. All right,
brother.
Tell them.
272-9228. Now, I love sugar.
Who doesn't?
I love chocolate.
Everybody.
I don't eat a lot of chocolate at once, but I eat chocolate twice a day.
All right.
But I eat like one Dove square, 35 calories. I don't eat 10 Dove squares. But I love chocolate. I wish I could eat 10. It makes me kind of jittery, though, if I eat too much chocolate. Is that caffeine? Because I don't eat caffeine. All right, so that was the fattest states. Here are the best and worst states to start a small business. This is the type of state you want to be number one in, like Texas is.
Right.
Listen to this. Texas, Utah, Georgia, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Florida, Arizona. Those states are kicking butt. Every single business magazine, every rating, every jobs created, everything. Those seven states are kicking butt. Alabama doesn't kick butt. We're number 29 in this list. Down there next to Wisconsin and Alaska. You get to the worst states to start a business, and it looks like a Democrat voter list. Listen to this. Rhode Island, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Hawaii, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Vermont, New York. All nine of those states typically go Democrat. Pennsylvania didn't this time, but it But it probably
did in 2018.
Yeah, but it typically does. It typically does. And then you get at the front, Texas, Utah, Georgia, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Florida, Arizona. Those are Republican states.
Mm-hmm.
Republican states are obviously better states to do business in than Democrat states. There's no doubt about that. And there's some crossover. There are a few Democrat states near the top of the list and a few Republican states near the bottom.
What they really ought to do is list it by cities, though.
Yeah, I think they're talking about taxes and, you know, things that are statewide policies.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But Alabama needs to look at a list like this. The Alabama legislature.
And say, what's the difference?
What's the difference? What are we doing wrong? What can we do to be more like Texas and Utah, Georgia, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Florida? What in Arizona? What are the laws they have? Somebody like Will Dismukes, a guy who's going to be in the legislature a long time, who's a young guy, needs to take this on as his kind of mantra. I'm the small business. He's a small business owner. I'm the small business guy. Mm-hmm. I need to get down. I want to go to these states. Maybe I visit these states. Maybe I meet with the commerce chairs in these states. Maybe I meet with the commerce department of these states. Maybe I just pick up the phone and call them and say, Alabama needs to be more like Texas, Utah, Georgia, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Florida, and Arizona. What can we do to be more like you? Because if you sit here and try to figure it out from Alabama, what you're going to get is a lot of,
well, we can't do anything. It's just the way it is. Not much we can do. We can try. I mean, we'll continue to try. But ultimately, there's just not much we can do.
I don't know why I have my Clyde Chambliss accent. I don't want to do that.
Easy.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Red Top.
Hey, Red Top. What's on your mind?
Well, obviously, we have an event. The right to work is one of the main things that makes our state attractive.
Well, why are we 29th then? Most states are right-to-work states, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They've just about all gone to that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I don't think most people understand what a right-to-work state means.
That just means a union shop can't control you to join.
Yeah, but only like 2 or 3% of labor is unionized, so it doesn't really affect many people. But yeah, vast majority of the state is. I mean, the vast majority of the country. Really, everything from Ohio northeast is not right-to-work. Illinois and Missouri, and then just the kind of the West Coast.
Missouri just turned. They had a what do you call it? They had a
referendum.
A referendum on making it a right to work state and turn it down.
And they turned it down.
Uh huh.
Huh? How about that?
It's Illinois.
Illinois is not a right to work state.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You can be forced to pay union dues, whether or not you benefit, whether or not you want to.
Yeah. Yeah. And these are such. You know. These again, just like you say, it is a. A list of Democrat states, pretty much where all this occurs.
It is.
Gosh, I don't see why the people stay there, especially Illinois with the climate.
The problem
like
is they move and then keep voting Democrat because of social issues.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because what'll happen is you'll live in New York and you'll say, oh, I don't want to live in New York with these high taxes and impressive environment for business. And then they move to Florida and they vote Democrat because they're like, yeah, but Democrats like gay people. I mean, you know, Republicans like gay people just fine. We just like low taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, golly. And yet, people are so funny, and I can't figure out why most Jewish people vote Democrat, and I sure can't figure out black people. I'm so frustrated with the black electorate.
Well, just wait. Just wait until 2020, because you're going to see a record high percentage. This is my prediction, a record high percentage, north of 25% of black vote will be for Donald J. Trump. You know why? You know the biggest beneficiary of the Trump economy has been? Black folks. The biggest beneficiary.
Well, they don't realize it.
Enough of them do.
And again, as
I don't know.
Well, as I like to tell people all the time, don't say they, okay? Yeah. There's no such thing as, you know, as a blanket black people. You know, it's the same as a blanket white people.
Well, when 92% of a group votes Democrat in every election, that's a pretty blanket day.
But there's diversity of thought within that.
They're still at that. You know what I mean? I talk to them all the time.
And I'll say this. When the 2020 election comes, if Trump wins, it will not be because of the black vote. Because he will get a larger percentage of black vote than any Republican since Nixon. It will not be because of the Nixon in 60, not Nixon in 72 and 68. It will be because of middle-class white women who are a little squeamish and don't understand how important it is that we make America great again, but they go, he's such a boor. He's such an angry man.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me scared.
That's right.
That's who's going to cost. If he loses, that's who's going to cost the election. That's why he has 44% approval rating. It's not black folks. Black folks have a 25, 28, 30, 35% approval rating of Donald Trump. If a normal percentage of middle-class white women like Trump as normally like Republicans, he'd be in the 50s, like 55, 60.
Yeah,
I agree. It's middle-class white people who are squeamish.
Yeah, I don't understand why people think the president's got to be polite to everybody and kiss her, but I want somebody with some fire. That's why we got a good Scotsman up there. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. He definitely had. Yeah, he is a little Scots, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's, half, I guess his mom was.
Is that right?
Yeah. His mom was. BathInnovations.com, guest hotline, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. If you just want your bath redone, though, don't call me or Dave. I don't know what to do.
Oh, we'll just tell you to call.
Bath Innovations, 271-2723. 271-2723. You can find them online, bathinnovations.com, or just go to their showroom in person. I saw a bathroom the other day that had this acrylic all through the shower and the walls and everything. It is amazing. It looked like marble from ancient Rome. I mean, it was just absolutely beautiful when it's put up on the walls. And they take the walls all the way down to the studs. They do it right. They make sure there's no water damage. They make sure it's installed properly. It looks incredible. They're general contractors. These aren't fly-by-night people. These are amazing, amazing professionals over at Bath Innovations. BathInnovations.com if you want more information. Stop by their showroom. Just ask, what can I do to have a bathroom that looks like that? My goodness. BathInnovations.com. 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman after this.
When they kick at your front door, how you gonna come? With your hands on your head, on the trigger of your gun. When the law break in, how are you gonna go? Shut down on the pavement, or waiting in the pool. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. Is it 10:22?
I know, right? Blown through half the show.
Bud.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Morning, Bud. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Keep playing that fat bumper music.
Isn't that a great song?
It is, absolutely. I want to chime in as far as your hierarchy of the schools or the states that are conducted to state business,
right,
and what is not conducive.
Right.
You know, back in 2006, 7, 8, I was with Hyundai Automotive. And they went through over 44,000 applications to hire 2,400 folks. After that, I went to Hyundai Power Transformers, where we went through over 22,000 applications to hire 200 folks. And let me say this. During that time, I dealt with the chief operating officer for both institutions, the directors of production for both institutions. So it's not my opinion. This is based on conversation with senior management of those institutions. Yes, much has to do with education, and I think that is the primary hindrance to Alabama gaining jobs. Not just can Johnny add 1 + 1 equals 2. The biggest hindrance is, can they have cognitive ability to go from one process to another?
Well, I mean, to that end, let me say this. I had this conversation with somebody at lunch just the other day.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I had this conversation with somebody at lunch just the other day. I sat down. I said, you know, I used to travel a lot for work within the state of Alabama and around the country, and I'd be gone, you know, days at a time or weeks at a time in different communities, different states, all over the country, West Coast, East Coast, all over. And I could tell, generally speaking, within a few minutes of arriving somewhere, whether or not they had a decent education system. And I'll tell you how I did it. Go to Arby's and order a sandwich. How are you treated at the desk? Do the people look friendly? Do they like the job? Are they happy? You know, try to talk to the guy driving you to the airport, driving you from the airport to the hotel. Go to, you know, as you go through the airport, ask around for some help, ask for directions. You know, where do I need to go for here? That when you get to the hotel, ask the front desk agent some relatively basic questions about the city. You can tell almost immediately upon arriving in a city what the base education level is of that city. Because a lot of those frontline workers, not all of them, but a lot of those frontline workers, particularly the Arby's folks, people like that, are kind of the entry-level, lowest 25 percentile type of people you're going to deal with the whole time you're there. And that tells you where the education is, not at the top. We're not talking the Lamp High School graduates who go to Yale and become, you know, engineers at NASA. I'm talking about the guy at Arby's who went to the local inner city high school. And, you know, this is his first job. He's trying to develop a job history so that he can parlay that into a better job. And when you do that, when you deal with those folks, you can tell pretty quickly what the base level of education is. Because of that, as you move around the city of Montgomery, and as we get more and more tourists in to talk about, you know, what they say, 100,000 extra people coming in, or 200,000 extra people coming in to look at Bryan Stevenson's museum up there on the hill, those people are going out to eat, and they're dealing with front desk agents at hotels, and they're interacting with people who drive cabs and Ubers, and they're dealing with and they're making a judgment the same way I did. They're making a judgment on what the city of Montgomery is really like.
You can have nice buildings, and you can have freshly painted buildings, and you can have clean streets and nice fresh pavement. But, man, it really shows when you deal with those frontline point-of-sale employees. It really shows, and I think that's what you're getting at.
But the problem is you have to have, you're talking about frontline employees. You're not dealing with, as you said, the Harvard, the Yales. You need, if you're going to have a manufacturing economy, which is the what drives your economy, not a service sector economy, you need folks that are not one or two standard deviations, speaking of a math standpoint, that excel. You need folks that can go to work every single day, do what you need them to do, and assume additional responsibilities.
Yeah,
and
but you started talking about how many applications you got for those particular jobs. You know, 22,000 applications for 200 jobs or something. That's pretty standard. Anytime they go and open a new Walmart, for example, I think they typically hire around 500 people, and they'll get 20,000 applications for those 500 jobs. That doesn't mean everyone except the 500 were lousy. It doesn't mean when you hire 200 people out of 20,000 that everybody except the 200 were lousy. There are probably some hell of great employees and some hell of people who just, I mean, they had to pick and choose. Maybe. I mean, I'm not saying
that. Just didn't know the right person.
Yeah, maybe. Just because someone doesn't get the job doesn't mean they weren't qualified and weren't superb.
I agree with that. But I know, for instance, at Hyundai Motors, we had people driving 90 minutes one way to get there, and that was fairly common. And so I think that's a greater example of maybe the dire need of who is what not locally qualified. I mean, let me say this. If I'm punching a time card and I have to drive 90 minutes one way to get my job, that means there is a heck load of folks not qualified between me and 90 minutes.
But again, I don't know that means that.
Right.
And I appreciate your call. I don't know that means that because are we now locationists? If I'm hiring at Hyundai, I say, well, I'm hiring City of Montgomery first, and then Montgomery County second, and then the neighboring county's next.
If they were truly worried about it, they wouldn't have built it here. You know, and I mean, we've heard that before, that, you know, that people don't locate here.
They haven't expanded.
Or, you know, well, they have a couple times. They've expanded their lines. That's based on the economy.
They were going to do the big engine shop, and they never did.
Well.
And they put Kia up the road.
Well, but you know why? But actually, that's the greatest okie doke that anybody has ever pulled. Okay, you know why? Because Georgia gave them $1 billion in incentives. It's what, 8 miles over the line, and 3/4 of those workers come from Alabama, or half.
That's true. So, we got the
and
we got the lines
and because
here
of that. The and because of the way that we are like set up to lure manufacturers and stuff like that, we got a lot of the second and third tier. So basically, like, we got a lot of the benefits, and they gave them the money.
I know, but I mean, I'm just talking, you know, Volkswagen went to Chattanooga. It's more than just local people,
correct.
You know, don't make great employees. I mean, I think that's a large myth around here. But because you're not dealing with the same pool when you're talking about, well, am I going to go be at the front desk at Arby's, or am I going to go work at Hyundai? Those are two different people. They're not the same applicants. If they are the same applicants, there's a reason they're not getting the job. Probably not qualified. 30 minutes now after 10 o'clock. Donkey Lori.
Hey there. Hey, guys. This is probably comparing apples to oranges, my little 2 cents to throw in here. My husband and I moved here from Tampa, Florida. Lived in Tampa for 25 years. Huge area, bustling. I mean, so much going on. And like I said, it's probably apples to oranges. But we moved to Wetumpka. Now, Wetumpka has had several small new businesses open up in our little town now, and I'm telling you, it's awesome. But one thing that I've noticed is that when we left Tampa, after being there 25 years, and it got to the point where even when you hit those front desk people, you're the one saying, please and thank you, have a nice day. I mean, basic common manners. And then when we moved to, you know, a little small town in Alabama, it's always, hey, how you doing? They know your name. Are you having a good day? Have a blessed day. It's a whole different world to us.
I don't think that Alabama ranks 29th out of 50 states, which I would consider fairly poor.
It's in the lower half.
It is. I don't think we rank that low because of our people. I think this is a business environment.
Right.
survey? What are the laws? What are the taxes?
How
what are
easy
the regulations?
Is it, you know, yeah, that's right. Is there onerous legislation that you know?
I'll give you an example. Go open an LLC today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before you make your first dollar, you are $404 in the hole.
Yep.
Wow.
You have to pay $293.50 to open the LLC. And then you have to pay $110 business privilege tax before you've made your first dollar. You know, then you have to get a business license in whatever city you're working in, which could be anywhere from $20 to a couple $100, depending on where you are and what you think your revenue might be. Then you got to pay taxes on all the property you buy to put in there, your couch and your all that kind of stuff, your desk and everything else that goes in there, lamps. You gotta account for all that before you've made a dime.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem very business friendly to me, Alabama. I mean, those are expenses that ought to be deferred for a year. Maybe not the filing fee. But does it really cost $293 to file the paperwork? It's all done online now. You don't have to leave your couch to open an LLC in Alabama. You used to have to go down to the judge of probate, you know, and have two checks with you, and you'd have two copies of everything. Now you just do it all online.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we paying $293? Yeah, I don't get it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I don't get.
Well,
I've opened LLCs in other states for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Some states are like $17. Why are we $293?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say that this awesome family that opened this new cafe in Wetumpka, she was able to quit her career job to go and help out at the new cafe, and they're doing wonderfully. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's about location, small business owners, and
People with successful restaurants have multiple skills that many of us lack. Hey, good call, Donkey Lord. I appreciate
it. Right.
They have multiple skills many of us lack. One is they don't mind working the hell out of themselves 60, 70, 80 hours a week.
Yep.
Because that's what it takes to run a successful restaurant. You have to be really the first one there and the last one there on a daily basis. Second thing is they have impeccable organization skills typically. Good people management skills, because it's more than just bringing in customers. You have to retain employees, keep them trained, keep them happy, make them work hard, because a bad employee can cost you a customer for life in a restaurant. And so, you know, you take people like, I'll just take an advertiser to this program, Will Meacham. He's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I mean, Will could have done anything. He opened a restaurant, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations. But he could have done anything. He could have done absolutely anything. Because if you can run a restaurant, a successful restaurant, a restaurant that's just gangbusters, like Midtown Pizza Kitchen, A, their menu's incredible. But their employees are incredible. Go in there and try to have bad service. I dare you. No, the people are happy. They're upbeat. It's friendly. They're fun. They're making good money. Life is good when you work at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Life is better when you eat at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I don't know what the special of the week is this week. It's still pretty early on a Monday. But I guarantee you it's dynamite. It's absolutely incredible. And Midtown Pizza Kitchen has all your Italian favorites, sandwiches, salads, pastas, appetizers, desserts, and more. Get by there. 16 beers on tap. Wine. They got an extensive wine menu. And they got, it's good stuff. Good stuff. You can get some of those high-gravity beers that get you drunk after
beer.
Some
of the beer we got.
You can get some of those light-gravity beers. You can have three or four and still function. That's the kind I like. We'll be back. 35 after 10.
You went to Hollywood. Got a tattoo. He met a girl out there with a tattoo too. The future was wide open.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're down here on that beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River.
If you're not familiar with the river, you ought to get down here and rent you a pontoon boat, get your family, get some of your friends, some of your church members. Come on down here and pack you up a picnic. Cruise up and down this beautiful river. We have some pontoon boats to rent. All you got to do is have a driver's license and a credit card. That's right. You don't need a fishing. You do need a fishing license. You don't need a boating license. If you're going to just cruise up and down the river, all you need is a driver's license. We'll get you fixed up. And we're going to get down here on Sunday afternoon. We're going to do it again. Sean Chambers Band is in town. That's right. Sean Chambers bringing that killer rocking blues guitar with him. We're going to have a good time on Sunday afternoon. We're going to cook you some fresh seafood from the Gulf. Got that steamer with those wonderful Royal Reds, those Argentina shrimp. Got those good old snow crab. I know you're getting hungry, so y'all get down here soon. We've been looking for you, so come on now and come home.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, Amazon workers at a Minnesota warehouse are planning a strike today on Prime Day, the company's big summer sale. Employees say they want better working conditions, more reasonable workloads, and better opportunities for advancement. Amazon worker Meg Brady is out on medical leave after an injury at work.
In my particular job, it's 600 items an hour I handle. And we also would like to see some improvements made in ergonomics because the repetitive nature of our work leads to workplace injuries.
In a statement, Amazon responds, saying the company already offers pay of $15 an hour, benefits, and a safe workplace for its employees. Luxury retailer Barney's could be forced to file for bankruptcy reorganization. USA Today says Barney's has already signed up with a law firm for a possible filing. The reason Barney's is paying so much for expensive leases. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As the effects of Barry fades away from our area, we're returning to a more of a normal summertime forecast. Hot today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. A sun and cloud mix with scattered, spotty, random showers and thunderstorms, primarily in the afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 74. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, how about middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices returning? Yeah, and any storms that do form will be very isolated in nature, few and far between, not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Guys, welcome back into News and Views. I have got good news in a moment, but I want to tell you even better news. My friends over at Chase Interiors have decided to focus their business exclusively on walls and ceilings, and they do an impeccable job. These guys are amazing, absolutely amazing. Chase Interiors, now you talk about looking like nobody was ever in there. I mean, they'll fix your, you got a little water damage on your ceiling. You know, those AC drain lines, they back up. Your pan spills over. Your water heater leaks. Maybe you got a roof leak and it just comes down and makes its way into your kitchen. I mean, it could be any number of reasons you might have these water damage spots or whatever in the ceiling. What about you got an angry teenager who puts his finger, I mean, his hand through the wall? Ever done that?
No.
Chase Interiors can fix it. Give Trey a call over at Chase Interiors. And I'll tell you his number in just a second. It's been a weekend, so I've forgotten it. But I think it's 799-1502, but I don't want to get that wrong. Chase Interiors, though, I say this with all seriousness. There are very few businesses that I look at and I think that's going to succeed. I knew, 799-1502. I knew Chase Interiors would succeed because I love when people specialize. I love when people specialize. This is what I do, and I'm darn good at it. You know, instead of this, yeah, I'll cut your grass and I'll cut a tree down and I'll, you know, fix your plumbing and I'll re-roof your house and I'll do the tile in your bathroom all at the same time. Buddy, you ain't going to be any good at any of that. There better be some sort of concentric diversification of what you do. Trey looked out and said, I do drywall, walls and ceilings. Call me. 799-1502. Hit me up. That's what he does. ChaseInteriors.com. Call him. 42 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Joined by a very special guest.
I am gay.
No, not that one. I'm supposed to say I'm Clay.
Thank you, Baron.
84. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
It's too cool.
Happy anniversary, man.
Oh, man.
Clay. That's why I stopped by today.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Ocho Cuatro.
Man, you have probably...
single-handedly saved this show 5 years ago. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, probably. You know what's funny? Yes. My mom texted and said, how about a golf club? Talking about the
hole in the wall?
Yeah.
Well,
done it.
Did your sister do that?
Yes, actually, now that you mention it. You probably have been on the air more than anybody who has not been a regular co-host of this program.
I think Joey gave me the name Radio Herpes.
Kind of, like you, like just now. You show up unannounced, sort of stay as long
never
as you
want. Never know when there's going to be a flare-up.
So sort of stay around as long as you want, and then you sort of leave without any trace.
I came in July the 3rd. Before you had been on for one full year.
Did you really? That was the first time you came in?
Yeah.
I told you he had a good memory.
He does.
July the 3rd.
I know. He does have a good memory.
Here's what happened.
Well, I just remember because the only reason you called me is because Hanson, Byron, and Jack all bailed on you.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you want to come hang out for like an hour? I thought, yeah, sure, whatever.
You called.
Then the advertisers came in, Dave.
Yeah,
they came like, rolling in.
That 84 guy.
I used to sit in that seat to do the show back when we first started, the middle right there. And I was on the microphone one day. It was in the middle of the show, and you'd called several times.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the curiosity got the best of me. I said, 84, do you work at like 84 Lumber? How did you get that name? And he was like, Baron, you know who I am. I was like, who? And then he told me, I was like, oh, my God, I feel like an idiot. I don't always recognize all these voices now.
Right, exactly.
With these fake pseudonyms and all that.
What do you mean fake?
Well, Dr. Ford did name you 80.
Yeah.
Dr. Albert Ford.
Oh, Albert Ford.
It is. Charlie Graddick has been appointed as the director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. I figure that's topical for the 5-year anniversary show.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll need Charlie Graddick one day as the director of Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. I don't know the angle here. The best I can make of it is that Kay Ivey felt like the Board of Pardons and Paroles had become a liability, and she just wanted to name people had heard of.
Mm-hmm. And a guy who's known to be tough on crime.
Yeah, and just said, find me a judge or a prosecutor somewhere
Frimed who wants this job. Pop out or whatever.
How old is Graddick now?
74.
He's getting long in the tooth.
And here's my thing, too. He lives in Mobile. If he's in Mobile, is he moving up here? I'm serious. That's a full-time job, director of Board of Pardons and Paroles. Is he moving up here?
I don't know.
Or is this going to be like an absentee landlord situation? You laugh. That's a lie of a legitimate
question.
I'm just saying,
question. I mean, like, if you think that they even asked that question.
Why wouldn't they?
Because it's not about that, dude.
What's it about?
It's about, like you said, it's about the name. And because they said there's going to be a new executive director, which means there's another job that somebody's getting. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, look, it's the... It's sort of like the easiest way to get a job is to already have a job in whatever industry. Well, in politics and in government, you know, you just have to have been in government before. You don't have to be. I mean, I'm not saying he's not qualified. I'm sure that he is. He's been a judge. He's been a prosecutor. He's been the attorney general. Almost was the governor. But I'm just saying, like, maybe bring in some new blood.
Do you think it's a?
Then again, he might be. I mean, but frankly, with that resume,
that
he might be the
old way of thinking.
Might be the most qualified.
He may be. I'm not knocking the appointment. I don't have a problem if he gets the job or not. I'm just. It's a curious appointment because he's 74 years old, and I didn't know he's still working. I know he ran for Chief Justice of the Supreme Court a few years ago. Was that 2010 or 12?
12.
I was at a Republican victory party that night. And that was the night Moore got 51% of the primary.
Mm-hmm.
The question was, you know, who is going to be in the runoff for Chief Justice with Roy Moore? And I was at an establishment Republican party. All these establishment stuffy Republicans that were debating whether Chuck Malone or Charlie Graddick should get the nomination. Are we going to back Chuck or Charlie? Both named Charles. Both satisfy our need to be rich white Republicans. Pulling at the end of their mustache. Lighting cigars with $100 bills.
They also both did that thing that will always kill you.
What?
Assumed that neither could win, without a but there would be a runoff, and that they each one of them assumed they'd get in it.
Yeah. Well,
and then got wham.
Roy Moore gets 51% of the vote. There is no runoff,
and you should have seen all those long faces, darling, in the Republican primaries.
I can only imagine.
Hold on, what? What now? Who now? We demand a recount. That is not possible. Roy Moore. I ain't never seen a Roy Moore voter in 10 years. Never seen a Roy Moore voter. I thought it was going to be Chuck or Charlie, Susan.
That was back when I liked Roy. That was back before I knew his predilection for 16-year-old girls.
But Baron, that was all made up.
Not his words on Sean Hannity. Not his words when Sean said, but Roy, surely you never dated 16-year-olds when you were in your mid-30s or tried to pick them up. Funny you ask, Sean. Funny you ask.
Just look at the age difference between he and his wife.
Yeah. Read his book and figure out how he met his wife. Did you ever do that? Did you ever read his book?
I've heard you talk about the dance recital.
I have it stored in my phone somewhere, that page. Where he was in his...
And he noticed her.
Like 30s, mid-30s, when he first noticed her at a dance recital. How old do you think she was dancing? I'm going to be generous and say 18.
Doubt it. I was going to go 9, but you know.
If you're over 18 and dancing, you're not at a dance recital. You're getting paid for it. You're in a professional company.
I think actually.
I think she was in high school.
I think I did like the numbers with the age difference, and according to his age, I think she was 14 or 15.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. That's what I'm talking about.
But I didn't know that at the time, and I was with a bunch of stuffy Republicans. And they just couldn't believe what happened that night.
And secretly inside, as a populist Republican terrorist, a Trump Republican before there was a Trump Republican. You notice all the people who hated me and what we were doing in Republican primaries all hated Donald Trump, and some of them still do.
Mm-hmm.
They all criticize Trump every chance they get.
Right.
They all voted for someone else in the primary. I voted for Trump. They all were trying to get Ted Cruz to win the primary nomination even after he lost the primary. They were all trying to work deals out on the floor.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they don't love America. They love power.
They love the country club lifestyle, darling.
No, friends. Life is a highway. Supposed to enjoy it. Get out in the left lane and do about 90 sometimes. Quit being so stuffy. We'll be back. 272-9228. 9 till.
Love's like a river that you travel on. There's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend.
Sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave, heart, free, and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage can help you finance a house, a condo, a cabin in the woods. It doesn't matter. All the way from the Gulf Coast to the Tennessee border, from Georgia to Mississippi. If it's in the cozy confines of the great state of Alabama, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage can get you squared away. My longest running advertiser, the very first person. In fact, she was so early to the program when someone in sales came in and said, "Hey, we got you a live endorsement, a sponsor." I said, "My mom call?
What's Joyce hacking?
My mom throwing a bone towards us? What the hell is this?" She was very, very early, nearly 5 years ago, and has never wavered, man. She is a dynamite individual. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. She and Madeline Cannon over there and Nancy and the whole crew just really, really do a spectacular, stellar job day in and day out. They work hard for the people. They work really, really hard for their people. And all I can do is recommend them. I can't force you to call them. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't drown them. And so I want you to call her, 567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. But, Baron, I don't really like talking to strangers. Okay, fill the application out online, 567-4223, alahomemortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. 4 minutes now to the top of the hour. we were talking during the break about the shooting at Vista Del Verde in Hope Hull. What is the one thing you never want to be when a crime breaks out?
An innocent bystander.
An innocent bystander. WSFA.com headline, Opelika man charged with attempted murder after shooting innocent bystander in parking lot. You never want to be a bystander, people. Get in the action. You're less likely to get killed than if you're a bystander.
Didn't work out so good for old boy on Vista Del Verde.
Well, that's true. He was in the action, and he got shot. You know,
I'm sure that the other two that were hit were probably innocent bystanders.
Don't want to be innocent bystanders.
It's because you need to keep your head on a swivel.
That's right.
Right? Like, folks start barking off, you know? You need to run.
This says a parking lot or altercation. Auburn's, I'm going to look this up. Where is this? Auburn police responded to a bar in the 600 block of Opelika Road. What bar is it, the 600 block of Opelika Road, that's dangerous enough people are getting shot?
Oh, it doesn't have to be that dangerous.
Holy mackerel, I know exactly
like
where this is.
People get shot anywhere.
This is across the street from, I know where this is. It's across the street from my man Steve's storage units. Steve Benson. Great human being, by the way. Great American. Good. That's Duval's bar. Has to be. It's right there. That sucks.
Yeah. Innocent bystander.
Yeah. 54-year-old female. So what's a 54-year-old female doing at a bar at 1 a.m.?
She's blotto. You know.
Guys. Hold on. I didn't read this story very well before I got on here.
Baron, you know the old saying.
What?
A 2 at 10.
Is it 10 at 2? She was just an hour short.
She was waiting on 2.
Just an hour short from really making some man's day. 54-year-old female suffering a gunshot wound to the leg. Seriously. And maybe she worked there. Can we say that? Maybe she's a bartender?
Let's say that.
I don't know.
Innocent bartender, they would have said she was the bartender.
Yeah, they said she was an employee. Shot an employee. Guys, if you're 54... don't be out at 1 a.m. at a bar in a college town. It's a bad look.
Well,
36-year-old, Justin O'Brien Wright was identified as a suspect in the shooting, later arrested at his residence, 1300 block of Commerce Drive. Lee County Jail held on $75,000 bond. Good thing he didn't have a half a G in his pocket. It'd have been like $2 million bond. They're going crazy with these drug bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel. I need a... Oh, this is a good one. I just need a little, like... I didn't want anything too upbeat coming off of a couple people getting shot and killed.
Yeah, America. Horse people.
Big horse.
Never knew the horse's name.
Don't need to know the name.
Nah, if you're into horses,
it's probably sassy.
Depends on how long you're with the horse. It's easier when there's no name. We'll be back. You can live with yourself better when
we just ride it into town where the women are.
You talk about the 54-year-olds at the bar at 1 a.m. I think I'd rather be with a horse.